Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that the power is starting to go out. The solar panels aren't working and the batteries are missing. Wait a second, why are the solar panels not working? It doesn't make sense. Like, the sunlight should just, you know, power the electricity, and without electricity, HQ is totally vulnerable to the Purple Ninjas. Let's find out what happens next.
After Ava got off the walkie-talkie with Jaden and Mr. Jim, she asked politely to leave the birthday party because she had urgent spy stuff.
Hey, I'm so sorry to have to do this, but I think the power going out is something a lot bigger than just Aunt Jay's solar panels not working.
Her parents looked at each other and said, Ava, we trust you. We know this birthday party is really important to our family, but if you need to head over to HQ to figure out what's going on, you just be safe, okay?
Thanks so much. I love you. Bye.
Ava waved goodbye to everyone. All her family members that were still at the party knew that Ava was on the spy team, and if she was getting involved with this, that it must be serious. Ava strapped on her jetpack and blasted off towards HQ. As she zoomed on her jetpack, she passed a whole bunch of houses along the way, and some of them had solar panels. I should probably go ask and see if those people, if their power's working, Ava thought to herself. She zoomed down in one of the backyards of the houses with those black squares on the roof. You know, those solar panels.
Hello. Hi, my name's Ava. I was just wondering, is your power out?
Yes, it is. Are you with the solar panel company that came by and took my battery earlier?
Oh, no. I'm not with the solar panel company, but yeah, I've heard of many houses in the area that are not having any power, even with their solar panels.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. The solar panels stopped working the second that they took the battery. They said they were upgrading me to a better battery, but I can never get through phone support.
Oh no, that is pretty strange, said Ava.
Well, I'm going to look into it, and I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything, okay?
All right, I just don't want to miss the game tonight on the TV. I need my electricity back home.
Okay, sir, I'll do my best.
Ava zoomed off on her jetpack, blasting off turbo speed to HQ. As she lands out front of HQ, grabs her access card, and opens the door, Ava walked inside.
Hey, Ava, shouted Jaden. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, you won't believe when I was flying over here, there's many other houses that are having the same problem. They said something about the solar panel company like coming out and saying that they were going to upgrade their battery, but just took the battery and never brought a new one, said Ava.
Huh, that's pretty strange, said Mr. Jim. Let me check that back wall where the battery used to be and see if...
Oh, look at that. Mr. Jim was pointing to a note on the outside wall, which is where that battery used to be hanging up on the wall. Those solar panel batteries are very large. They could be almost as big as your refrigerator. They're pretty big. But where the battery used to be was now only a piece of paper.
Let me see what it says,
said Jaden as he grabbed the note. It says, congratulations, you've been selected to an upgraded battery, which will be arriving shortly.
What kind of company just like takes your thing and says we'll bring one back later? Sorry, said Ava.
Yeah, I don't think that's legit, said Mr. Jim.
That is definitely not a normal situation. And the fact that it's like every house around here that has solar panels, it's got to all be connected.
How much time do we have left on that generator? Asked Ava. Jaden ran over to their old generator that used to power HQ in these kind of situations.
Looks like it only has about 30 minutes left of juice in there.
That's not good, guys, said Mr. Jim.
It's almost night. With the power out and once the generator dies, our entire security system is down.
Ava put her hands on her hips and bravely said,
"Sounds like we need to pull an all-nighter here," she said.
"An all-nighter?" said Jaden.
"I don't know about that.
There's no other way to make sure all of our spy secrets don't get stolen," said Ava. "Because my gut says the Purple Ninjas gotta be behind all this."
"Okay," said Jaden. "I'm gonna keep working on trying to figure out why these panels aren't working, though."
"All right, and I'll get the flashlights out," said Mr. Jim as he ran to the supply closet. Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab, it was having a hard time flying.
"Hey, boss, our blimp is getting a little too heavy to keep flying with all these heavy batteries on board."
"Okay, well, we need to hide them somewhere."
"Oh, wow, that's a nice stinky burp, boss."
"Yeah, well, what are we going to do with the batteries?"
What about your backyard?"
"Oh, you mean the backyard that is missing all my very stinky goose poop?"
"Oh, yeah, sore subject."
"Yes, I have not forgotten."
"Yeah, well, maybe we can put it there for now."
"Well, be smart where you hide them, Purple Ninja. Smarter than when you all the other times. Instead, you should head over to HQ tonight. See if you can sneak in and steal some spy secrets."
Meanwhile, back at HQ, they're all taking turns walking around, keeping watch. The power had turned off, and so the only way that they were able to look around was with those three flashlights they had.
"Wait a second, what was that?" said Jaden.
"Are you messing with me?" said Ava.
No, I promise. I heard a sound of course this would happen when Mr. Jim goes to get snacks. Why did I ask for snacks? Why do I love snacks so much?"
"Shh, Jaden, calm down. Where did you hear it?"
"Well, it was, I think it was in the back room," said Jaden.
Ava and Jaden both quietly started tiptoeing towards the back room, very nervously awaiting what it could be, but, maybe it was just a raccoon or a squirrel or a mouse or... But then they heard the sound.
"Okay, guys. Now we just gotta sneak in back here and take as much as we can."
"Oh, no! That sounds like some real Purple Ninjas have broken into HQ! They're in the back room!"
What in the world are Ava and Jaden going to do? And why did Mr. Jim go get snacks at a time like this?
I don't know, friends, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say to Teddy, Natalie, Violet, Moshi, Chana, Dylan, Calvin, Henry, and Natalie, I'm so glad that you're all on the Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the Spyology Squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com, fill out that free form, and we will send you a free access card in the mail. Well, friends, I will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.